Donald Trump's agencies reduce illegal overstays by legal visitors. By Neil Monroe on April 17, 2019. President Donald Trump's border agencies pushed down the number of foreign visitors who overstayed their 2018 visas by 6 months. On March 1, roughly 415,000 visitors who arrived by October 2018 had not departed the country and were overstaying their visas by at least 6 months, says a new report by the Department of Homeland Security. That 2018 overstay rate is just 0.76% of 55 million visitors in 2018. But the 415,000 overstay number is a 16% gain compared to the 2018 report, which showed 494,000 six-month overstays by the end of March 2018. Yet the new report also showed that 670,000 visitors overstayed their visas for at least some period, up from 607,000 overstays in 2017. The report does not show how many of the 415,000 overstays from 2018 are trying to get jobs in President Donald Trump's hot economy as illegal immigrants. But the percentage is likely very high because the report does show that 340,000 of the 607,000 overstays from 2017 were still in the United States by December 2018, or 15 months after they were slated to depart. Overstays from prior years comprise a huge share of the nation's huge population of illegals that forces down Americans' wages, raises their real estate prices, and encourages additional illegal immigration. The overstays are an economic boon to employers, retailers, grocery chains, renters, and real estate owners because they expand the resident population of workers, consumers, and renters. That economic stimulus for investors is boosted by the arrival of 1 million legal immigrants, roughly 300,000 illegal immigrants, and by the resident population of at least 1.5 million white-collar visa workers. The inflow is also being boosted by the Central American migration, which is delivering hundreds of thousands of asylum seekers into U.S. workplaces and neighborhoods. The most overstays came from Canada, 100,000, including many business visitors. In contrast, only 53,000 Mexicans overstayed their visas. The visitors who are most likely to overstay their visas are younger students. In 2017, roughly 1.66 million students were expected to depart, but 16,800 of them, or 1%, remained in the United States by December 2018. The overstay rate is also complicated by visa fraud among young people hoping to get jobs in the United States. However, DHS agencies are stepping up their use of technology to track overstays and are tightening regulations to deter and reduce overstays. In May 2018, Breitbart News reported, the prior 1997 rules did not start counting the length of a person's overstay until a federal enforcement agency first formally recognized that the person had not gone home on time. The new rules clearly say the overstay clock will start when a foreign student's course is complete, or when a foreign employee's seasonal work permit expires. The new policy is important because it shows foreigners the penalty they will get for breaking the overstay rules, and it provides a clear mechanism for immigration officials to prove the penalty is proper. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or university. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants, refreshes a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar guest workers, in addition to approximately 500,000 blue-collar visa workers, and also tolerates about 8 million illegal workers and the inflow of hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants. This federal policy of flooding the market with cheap white-collar graduates and blue-collar foreign labor is intended to boost economic growth for investors. This policy works by shifting enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors, even as it also widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts children's schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions.